Blog Talk Radio. amen, on this night of February. We bless the Lord of heaven and earth for one of the most powerful radio shows you'll probably hear anywhere. The Wednesday night Bible study, the Lamb of God. And the reason why it's powerful, because it's starring the star of the show, the great bright morning star, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. And Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith tonight, tonight and every night. He is the precious Lamb of God. Amen. This is Shofars of Glory Global Fellowship. We're going to take our time tonight. It's been a long day for some of you. For those of you who got your boyfriend sitting next to you or your girlfriend sitting next to you, pay attention. You might need to take some notes on tonight as the Spirit of the living God speaks to you. You know, one thing I love about God is that God, he came up with a sure foundation to save every man's soul. Leave it up to God to come up with a foolproof plan to humiliate the devil. And so the enemy may try, but the scriptures guarantee, amen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And so the Bible declares that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. So we thank God for this broadcast on tonight, which is brought to you by Nathan on the Spot. Amen. I've been laboring with Pastor Hill for a couple years now. Very upright man of God. I thank God that he would assign an older man of God to be in my circle, along with the other holy men of God. How many people know, amen, it's good to go up to the mountain with somebody who's been there already? So we thank God, amen, for those who are listening via internet around the world and those who are listening via cell phones, amen. So put the kiddies to bed. Or tell them, matter of fact, put it on speakerphone, let your family hear this, because they need to hear this tonight. So we're going to get into a word of prayer, sanctify these lines. I feel something that the Lord wants to say to us. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, forgive us for our sins, transgression, iniquity, God. Forgive us for being a prideful people. Forgive us for being a stubborn people. Forgive us for being a backslidden people. Forgive us on tonight, God, and I ask, Lord God, any sins, anything that would hinder your Holy Spirit from moving through me on tonight, God. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, you get rid of it in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that you kill my flesh, Lord God, and let the Spirit of the Lord speak expressly through me. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ for the discipline of an hawk, the eyes of an eagle, the nose of a bear, my God, as a bear in the spirit, and that the ears of an owl in the spirit, God. Lord God, bring the word of God raw and cut, Lord God, till the backslider quit backsliding, till the fornicator quit fornicating, till the adulterer quit adulterizing, till the liar quit lying, to the gospel, quit calling up everybody in the church and trying them to get them to believe them. Till everybody gets saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. So, Father, I ask for your Holy Ghost to, Lord God, wash me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, God. Any spirit, Lord God, that have latched onto anybody and is listening to this broadcast, God, I declare that that spirit has got to leave in the name of Jesus. And I declare that our atmosphere on this broadcast tonight, every cell phone listening, every computer that's listening, I declare by the voice of God that it is now holy in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that this is holy ground. Release your heavenly angels, Lord God, your holy angels. Take authority over everything in the realm, God, that seek to steal, kill, and destroy, or hinder this broadcast on tonight, or even after it's said and done, that tries to steal the word, God. Lord God, we ask for a hedge of protection around us right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bring up the fallow ground of every heart on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Lord God, I break up the fallow ground even with the hammer. You said, ain't my word like a hammer that break it into pieces. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you on tonight, God. And we seal this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I bear witness that there is no God but one. I bear witness that he sent his only begotten Son in the name of Jesus Christ to die for our sins on Calvary. I bear witness, hallelujah, that on the day of Pentecost, amen, according to the scriptures, that he sent the Spirit of God that came busting through like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah, and that he filled them all up with the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God, give them utterance to speak in those other tongues. I'd like to honor the God of heaven and earth tonight. Oh, I almost forgot before I get ahead of myself. We is on blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. For those who are listening on your internet, at the conclusion of this broadcast, you can call 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. You can call in after you finish, amen, and listening, and you can ask questions on anything in the Bible. I believe if a preacher is sent by God, God don't send no half-cocked preachers. When God sends a preacher into the earth realm, he comes equipped with the word of God. Amen? That's when God sends you, not when man sends you. So I'd like to honor El Shaddai, the God of the mountain, the Almighty God, the El Elyon, the Most High God, the Exalted One, El Alam, the God of Eternity, El Barat, El Rohai, El Asim. I'd like to honor, amen, Yehovah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jireh, Nisi, Makadesh, Shalom, Rohai, Rofai, Tishkanu, and Shema. So many names of God, I am that I am, amen. We'd like to honor God on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to get into this book of pain. My Bible hates this word. My flesh hates this word because every time I try to do wrong, it make me do right. Every time I gotten in the way, this Bible takes flesh out of the way. So what we're going to go to tonight is 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. If I had to use for a theme tonight, it is called this. Amen. They rose up to play. It is the letter from Israel to the church. Amen. I'm joined tonight on this broadcast by my lovely wife, amen, the elect lady, amen, Sister Brown. God bless you on tonight.
God bless you, Prophet.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're ready to give you the word of God, amen. My God, I'm charged tonight. So, amen. Give us 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7, woman of God, and let's go give the people, amen. Let's give them some land tonight.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
My God, you see there? The Bible declares specifically, it says, neither be idolaters, as you were some of them, idolaters, and that is it written. Now, one you must know, to be an idolater means that you are placing something on equal level with God or higher than God. So whatever is taking you away from God has now become your God. He said, neither be ye idolaters as were some of them. Who? Israel. See, this is the scriptures talking. This is Israel talking back to the church. He said, as were some of you. Paul is speaking by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. He's communicating the need of the blood that is spilled from the ground of Israel who was killed in the wilderness. So if they had a chance to testify, God anointed his apostle to begin to speak to the church. As were some of them. The Bible says it is written. The people sat down to what? Read, woman of God.
The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
They rose up to play. Ain't that something? So now, are you playing in your walk with God? Because frankly, let's clarify a few things. How supreme God is than man. And one thing you got to realize tonight, people of God, is that you don't possess the ability, the mentality, or the spirit to ever think that you are playing God. You don't have what it takes to even begin to utter the words that you think you are smarter than God or one step ahead of God. And my God, if you think God has a solution for only some things and not all things, you are sadly mistaken. Now, this text is titled, They Rose Up to Play. And for people who like to play church, let me tell you something, amen. God placed these examples of Israel here for you. Now, when you look at this verse, you got to ask yourself, how are you going to play? Since you're in the church and you want to play, this is message is a double application from Israel. And this Israel here is a type of Old Testament church to the body of Christ, the New Testament church. And when Israel came into covenant with God back in the Old Testament, they said something in the book of Exodus. You don't have to turn there, I'll quote it, because I want to make sure I go through this whole message. But the thing that the people of Israel said in the book of Exodus around the 24th chapter and 7th verse, they told God, all that the Lord had said will we do and be obedient. Hold it right there. So now you want to tell our holy God that all that you said will we do. Not only will we do it, but we will be obedient to what you told us to do. Isn't that what most of us have done? When we got saved, amen, or some of us, amen, or you got saved and still drinking, and you got saved, you're still fornicating, you got saved, you're still doing all of this stuff. And so what God says, amen, you said, God, I'm not going to do it no more. And God said, you're not going to do it no more. Yeah, God, I'm not going to do it no more. All that you told me, God, I'm going to do. I will obey. I will be obedient. Isn't this what we said when we got saved? And we gave our life to Christ under this new covenant. That, Lord, whatever you tell me, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I'll tell everybody who don't know about you, about your goodness, huh? I'll tell everybody about you, dear master, about your goodness. Well, this is what Israel said, but this is not what Israel did, see? They're coming into covenant with the Holy God. And since they pledged themselves to God, God said, he said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. I'm coming from Exodus 25, verse 8 and 9. I'll give you a moment to get there. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 and 9. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, elect lady.
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it.
Oh, praise God. You see that? God said, let them make me a sanctuary. So what God is saying to you tonight, amen, in the name of Jesus, will you make a sanctuary in your body that God can dwell in? Have you presented yourself as a holy sacrifice, amen, pure and acceptable unto God, to where God can dwell in? Do you have a place, amen, that God can dwell? We talked about that on last week in the indwelling Christ. God said, I want a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I will show thee. So God says, the more that I show you, the more that you will come accountable. The more that you become, my God, revealed into the light, the more light that is exposed to you, the more accountable that you're going to become. He said, according to all that I showed thee after the pattern of the tabernacle, of all the instruments thereof, and even so ye make it. So God said, I'm going to build a symbol of heaven in this wilderness where I can dwell with you. And this tabernacle, you got to understand, was a sacred church building where the presence of heaven was. It is a sacred place where God's presence was. So when the new heaven and the new earth came down from heaven, the holy city, God is only manifesting what he placed inside of you. So when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior externally, he began to do something internally. But what the Bible says, give me Revelation chapter 21, verse 3.
Amen. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
You see that? The Bible said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying what? Behold, the tabernacle of God is with who? It's with men. You see that? So the tabernacle of God is with what? Man. It's with man. Watch this. It's not only you, but it's the Christ that is in you. And he will dwell with thee, that they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now watch this. This happens at the end of the tabernacle that is with men. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. One thing you got to realize as of right now is that your body is the temple of God. Now, what does all this mean with praying? Because I opened up and I was telling you about praying. Praying is this is because so many Christians are eating, drinking, and rising up to go play. Play with what? See, the children of Israel was a mighty people who allowed the Egyptians to place a veil over their hearts. And so they allowed these Egyptians to put a veil over their hearts so that they were spiritually blinded to their own capabilities. And these people ended up building the kingdom of the enemy instead of the kingdom of God. And so they should have been looking for the promise of God. They should have been expecting God to move. But now what they happen to be is supposed to be taking Joseph's bone out of there. But they didn't know, at least they didn't remember what God had prophesied to their fathers, the 12 tribes of Israel through Joseph. And in Genesis chapter 50, give me Genesis chapter 50, please, verse 24 and 25.
Amen. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence.
You see that? Amen. Joseph told his brothers, I die. So you see that? Joseph said, I die. See, I die, and God, see, when you die, then you allow God to visit you. See, when you die, see, when you die and deny yourself, then God will come in and visit you. And God will begin to bring you out of that land into the land he swore to Abraham. See, guess what? When you die to yourself, then God can come in, and then he can allow you to tap in to the same grace that Abraham had, that Isaac had, that Jacob had. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. And that's the same promise that God has given us tonight, that God said, I'm going to come and visit you. But the thing I'm asking you tonight is, are you ready? Amen. So when Joseph died, they should have been in position to call on God and wait for instruction. But God said he would surely visit them. But in Exodus, the early chapters of Exodus, God did not move until the people cried out to him. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their what? To their cry. Then he remembered his covenant. See, when they cried out to God, they began to remember the covenant that God had made with them. God had said, he said, put me in reminder of my word. He said, put me in reminder of my word. He remembered his word, that his word should not return unto him void. So when they cried out to him, he remembered that, wait a minute, I told him that my words shall never return unto me void. I said in my innermost parts that heaven and earth shall pass away before one jot or tittle of my word. God remembered not to forget, because God always keeps his word. And so he knew that they were being afflicted, that they were still being obedient. Watch this. They was being obedient, but they was being obedient to the wrong boss. How many of us are being obedient, but we're being obedient to the wrong boss? We're being obedient to everything else except God. We're being obedient. Watch this. We be obedient to our children, spouse. We be obedient to everybody else. We be obedient to every situation, to our family, to our friends, to the church, to everything. But what about obedience to God? Watch this. Watch this. So knowing they were being afflicted, they were still being obedient to the Egyptians. So the same people who were afflicting them were the same people they were being obedient to. The same people that was whooping on them was the same people they were being obedient to. That lets us know that the pain sometimes can get so bad. The pain can get so bad that it's the wrong thing. See, watch this. That's when your conscience gets seared with a hot iron, because you begin to think the pain is your friend and begin to think freedom is your enemy. And God looked upon the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 2:25, and the Bible says he had respect unto them. He had respect unto them. Watch this. Do not be ignorant of who you are in Christ. And when you become ignorant of who you are in Christ, the enemy will not, watch this. When you become ignorant of who you are in Christ, then you're giving the enemy an advantage of you. But if you know who you are in Christ, the enemy will not have an advantage of you. Now, one of the keys I'm going to talk about tonight, I got to calm down, amen, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. We're going to talk about the church's ignorance. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, I want you to go there, elect lady. I'm trying not to speed ahead of you.
Amen. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Oh, praise God. You see that? The Bible says the Spirit speaketh expressly. So the Spirit is expressing hidden things, making it made known. Now, the Spirit is speaking something. So what happened? The Spirit jumped into the Alpha Omega of time. It came into the Alpha Omega of time and is expressing something through the islands of God that God saw at the end time. So that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Guess what? People who are holding on to Jesus for years, all of a sudden throwing in the towel. People who wouldn't smoke a cigarette, now smoking blunts. People who are never, guess what? People who will never date a man who's unsaved now saying, I'm going to date me a drug dealer. Men of God, amen, who will never look at a secular woman, said, I'll marry me a Nicki Minaj. This is the time we live in it. The Bible says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. What happened? They thought it was the Spirit of God, but it's a spirit that is seducing them to do these things. Huh? And doctrines of devils. So not only is the spirit latched onto them that is drawing them away, but they're getting the wrong teaching. You see that? What it says, elect lady, giving heed to seducing spirits and what?
Amen. And doctrines of devils.
Doctrines of devils. So watch this. If they're receiving the teaching of devils, then that means the people that is over them is the devil himself. So that means their overseer is not nobody of God, because if they're receiving the teachings of the devil, then that means the person that is over their spiritual life has been enticed by the devil. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron. So watch this. Now they're operating in double-mindedness. Well, I thought you said holiness. Well, I ain't said all that. And, you know, we all fall sometimes. We fall sometimes in things of that nature. Amen. So, but watch this. I believe the love of God can bring them out, but the problem is having their conscience seared with an hot iron. So now they're calling good evil and evil good. You ever burned your iron on the pants? You left your iron on the pants too long? Isn't it hard to get that mark out? Watch this. Once that happened, ain't you can never get that mark out your pants? Why? Because you done burnt your pants with that iron. And that's why the Bible says you have your conscience seared with that hot iron. See, back in those days, they used to take the metal that they used that is shaped like an iron, and they used to take it and put it in the fire. Or they would take the sword and put it in the fire. Or whether it be for branding or whether it be for the iron. So watch this. Once they marked something, that was it. So that's like God is saying, so once a person is locked into that way of thinking, ain't nothing, watch this, ain't nothing can unlock that thing but God. You can preach to them all day and night. You're not going to unlock them from that way of thinking. That's what religion does to a lot of people. Amen? So why does it surprise you that so many who profess to be believers or Christians are living lives totally contrary to what the God teaches? I mean, so many people have fallen by the wayside, and none of their demonic influences and way of life should surprise a child of God. Because you know why? God has prepared the church for this apostasy among us. People who are rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ after a previous profession of faith. They're giving heed to doctrines of devils, doctrine that is being taught by devils, preached by devils. Huh? So they're being taught by devils, preached to by devils. They think it's the spirit of the Lord in the church, but it's nothing more but the spirit of the demonic in the church. What we think is praise and worship has now become, amen, jumping, falling out, rolling on the floor, but it's not my kotobo shata, but it's nothing else taking place. It's no growth, it's no development, it's no edification of the spirit, man. Talk back to me tonight. It's a doctrine of devils that is being taught by devils and preached by devils. You have homosexuals who are pastors. Why should this upset the church when God has prepared us for this in his holy word? You have people who will cut you out, who won't, watch this, who won't even turn from their sin, and they're so-called themselves Christians who are scared to speak the truth. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 40, what you got?
Amen. But now you seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth. Which I have heard of God. This
you see that?
Is not Abraham.
See, Abraham ain't do that. Why are you doing that? Well, see, you seek to kill a man that told you the truth. You seek to kill the ministry of a man that told you the truth, which I've heard of God. The Bible said, amen, this is not what Abraham did. Let's go back to our opening text, amen, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. We got a lot to work on tonight. Amen. Let's get to it. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, take verse 2.
Verse 2, amen. And we're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Okay, go up the previous verse. How that all our fathers.
Amen. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. How that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be running off and acting like you got this thing and you don't really got this thing. The Bible said, how that all of our fathers were under the cloud. So watch this. Paul's saying, all my fathers, all our forefathers was underneath the glory. Are you getting this? All of our fathers were under the glory cloud, and all passed through the sea. What sea? The sea that Moses parted with the rod of God. So when you pass through the rod of God, there was an immersion that took place. There was a baptism unto Moses that took place. They were baptized into the leadership of Moses. How do we know that? Because the next verse says what? And were baptized into who, elect lady?
Amen. And were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
No, they was all baptized in Jesus. What the Bible says?
And were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
The Bible says they were all baptized into Moses back then. So that lets me further know whoever God put over your life to lead you out of your folly, to lead you out of your mess, you got to be unified in oneness with your leader. But I thought, it doesn't matter what you thought, what the Bible says, all were what? Baptized into Moses. In the cloud. The cloud of what? The cloud of glory. The cloud by day. Amen. That was the glory cloud. They were baptized into Moses by the glory of God. And in the sea. My God. God had to wash the mess off of them. God had to wash the residue of darkness off of them. God had to wash the bondage off of them. My next part of this teaching tonight, we're going to talk about the cloud and the fire. Now, one thing you got to know about the children of Israel. Go to Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 and 22. You might want a scripture about that cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. When I talk about the glory, I want to give you a scripture for that.
Amen. And the Lord went before them like day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night.
The Bible said he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So don't you know, just like God will not take his candlestick from a church that has dedicated themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I'm not going to take my glory away from my people, because my glory is what's going to lead you out from a place you have not seen to a place that you're going to see. Hallelujah. Now, what Israel had and what the church constantly needs is the presence of God continuously active in our life. This is what people see outside is only a result of what he's already done on the inside. Nations everywhere testified of the holy God of Israel, who was going before them. So now you got this cloud going before them. Everybody in the world seeing, as they go through these lands, they seeing a glory cloud show up, and then they see people being led by this glory cloud. They have never seen anything like this. It's the presence of God constantly active in our life. And guess what? It is God who makes a way out of nowhere. That cloud that saturated the people of God is his divine guidance and protection. When you walk in the glory of God, there is guidance and there's protection. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 9, you don't have to go there, amen, that when he has spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, receive him out of their sight. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And we also know that our Lord and Savior, he left in the cloud and restored to the glory he had when he was in heaven with the Father. That's John chapter 17, when he said, let me get back to the glory that I have with you, my Father. The Bible said in Revelation 1, 7, that he cometh with clouds and every eye shall see him. Amen? The Bible said in Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. So when Moses went up to the mountain with God, God descended down there in a glory, a smoke of glory. And that glory, watch this, the raw fire of God came down. Okay? In Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, I got to speed it up, amen, for the time. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So when the glory comes into your life, it brings a new form to you. Next part I'm going to talk about is the sea. in the sea, the children of Israel were baptized under Moses' leadership. So we know that Moses stretched forth the rod, and the power of God divided the waters by this strong wind through the night that they crossed the sea. So watch this. God brought them to the Red Sea for the glory, that his name may be proclaimed throughout the earth. And if God brought you to the raging sea, then God will bring you through the sea, in the midst of the sea, and through the night. One thing you got to know is when you are baptized, you are publicly making a declaration of your faith in Jesus. These Hebrew Israelites were making a statement to all the nations by crossing this Red Sea and trusting Moses. I'm trusting and crossing the red blood of Jesus through the night to the promised land of eternal life, leaving the old nature of Egypt behind. So this is why God had to wash them. God washed them, amen, because, amen, they had that old nature on them. They came out with these earrings on their ears, and God took the earrings and he made tabernacles out of them. Back in our text, 1 Corinthians. Back in our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. What you got there, leg lady? And they did all eat what? What'd they eat?
Amen. And they did all eat the same spiritual meat.
Oh. So they all eat the same spiritual meat. If we're all eating the same spiritual meat, then why we ain't all growing the same? Why there's still some babies among us? See, these people were the actual prototypes of the scriptures we have today. They all ate the same holy laws. They all ate the same holy commandments. They all ate the same holy statutes, and God was dwelling among them. They had no excuse not to walk in the ways of holiness and everything that God did for these people. He was revealing more and more of himself, his righteousness, when he gave them the bread. But they still complain of hunger. And then said the Lord unto Moses that he's going to rain bread from heaven. And he told them that the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. So God said, every day you're going to get in my word. Every day you're going to eat some bread. You're going to eat the bread of, you're going to receive the bread of God. God said, I want you to gather a certain amount of word every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. So God says, to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, the thing is, you got to know tonight, is that the New Testament revelation God was trying to show them is the same he is revealing to man now. He has provided to you, and he's provided for you the word of God, the bread of heaven, courtesy of the Holy Spirit, exclusively by Jesus Christ. And it's up to you to go out and gather a certain rate of scriptures every day to feed your spirit. And God said, then and now, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life. And he said, your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Huh? They ate something natural. They couldn't catch the revelation of what God had blessed them with in the natural. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 48 through 50, Jesus told them this is the bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and therefore not die. Huh? He said that they may not die in the name of Jesus Christ. But when they was in that wilderness, God gave them that bread. They didn't catch the spiritual application of that circumstance. It's by our journeys through the wilderness, these various trials, God reveals more and more of himself. So when the children of Israel saw it, they're going to say to one another, this is manna. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 16 that they did not know what it was. And that's what we do. When we don't know what God is doing, we'll just call it anything. See, when they saw it, they said one to another, it's manna. And they based the name of what they got from God, they based the name of it, what they got from God, on their lack of understanding. The Bible said, in all thy getting, getting understanding. But yet they didn't have an understanding. For they wist not what it was. Moses said unto them, this is the bread. Now watch this. Moses called it bread because he had an understanding. They called it manna because they didn't have an understanding. Moses said, this is bread that the Lord had given you to eat. So, prophet, what you saying? These people were God's chosen people, and that when they were in Egypt, the land of bondage, they were so far, watch this, they were so far spiritually from God, when they wanted God to intervene, they didn't remember the covenant he made with their fathers, Abraham. They didn't remember none of the covenants that he made with Abraham. They didn't remember none of Isaac, Jacob. So all they could do is cry out to him because they didn't remember no word. And that's what got most of y'all crying on this line tonight. That's what got most of y'all crying, amen, in the midnight hour, because you don't know no word. So you're saying, God, help me, help me, help me. God said, well, give me my word. God, I don't know no word. I don't eat no word. So what you do? You keep on crying. My God. So now God has given them a preview of faith. They were as a nation God firstborn. Watch this. Adam was God's firstborn. Excuse me, let me back it up. The angels was God's firstborn. Adam was God's secondborn. Israel was God's thirdborn. Okay? Israel as a nation was God's thirdborn. Okay? Jesus, when he came into the world, he was God's only begotten son. That, you know, so he was the son of God. So guess what? He's the fourth. Guess what? We're the fifth. We are the fifth. Look at your neighbor and say, fivefold ministry. Oh, God. So God was revealing the bread that by faith all partakers in Christ Jesus are the children of God. And the children of Israel did not even know. Bible says they wist not what it was. So they didn't know what it was then, and they didn't know what it was later on. The Bible said that he came into his own received them not. And that bread, with the same bread, they made cakes. They fried it. They baked it. They boiled it. They maximized the use of the manna. So if you take the bread of life and apply it to you daily, living, you will find many ways it could benefit your existence, huh? You will find many ways it can benefit your existence. So back in our text, the text says, they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was who? 1 Corinthians 10:4.
That rock was Christ.
That rock was what? That rock was who?
Christ.
Oh, boy. So now watch this. So let's get this straight now. So in the wilderness, they was being followed by a rock. No. Watch this. They was being followed by a spiritual rock. So that rock that Moses hit and brought water from, that rock, you mean to tell me there's more to that? Yeah. That was Christ. That was Jesus? No, that wasn't Jesus. That was Christ. But I thought Christ was Jesus. No. Christ was the anointing that was on Jesus. So the anointing got on the rock. The same power that was on Jesus got on the rock. So when Moses hit the rock, watch this. The same thing that happened to Jesus 2,000, watch this, thousands and thousands of years later, end up having to the rock. Water and blood came from Jesus' side when they struck him. When Moses struck the rock, water came out of it. Huh? Jesus said, whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 4. We know in the book of Matthew, he said, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Whether shall we, what? Shall we be clothed? See, before the water was gushed out of the rock, it had to be smitten in the wilderness by Moses. And the rock, thousands of years later, gushed out water on the day of Pentecost. Rivers of living water, the Holy Ghost. So now the people were thirst, but Moses couldn't give them water because Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. But he that believe on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. So God said, when you go through situations, when you are smitten, when you're buffeted like I was buffeted on, the more that you are persecuted, the more water come out of you. The suffering commands glory. Oh, Jesus. The suffering commands glory. Koti basanda. Bebo bo shata. Kola baraba shata. Watch this. The first rock, when it was smitten, it smite, and it was work. It represents works, and it represents the law of Moses. The second rock, Moses spoke into it. Watch this. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, watch this. Moses smit the rock. He hit the rock, which represents work. He worked it. And that's the law. You work the law. No faith applied. But in Numbers chapter 20, verse 8 through 12, Moses didn't hit the rock. He spoke to the rock. That represents belief and grace. Are you listening? Amen. But the Bible says back in our text in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, what you got, woman of God?
Amen. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Wait a minute. But with many of them, God was not what?
God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
So because they didn't please God, God overthrew them in the wilderness. So wait a minute. We know that Enoch says that he had this testimony, he pleased God. How did he please God? He pleased God, according to Hebrews chapter 11, by his faith in God. So when you operate without faith, you are not pleasing God. Oh, God. Are you getting this, people of God? When you operate with no faith, you are not pleasing God. The Hebrew writer said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You understand that? For he that cometh to the Lord must believe he is, and as a reward of them that diligently seek him. So these people did not please God because of their unbelief, which produced murmuring and complaining. But when as Jesus fulfilled the law, he spake in Mark chapter 11, 22, he said, have faith in God. In Matthew 13, 57 through 58, Jesus could not work with the people because of their unbelief. So he could not do work among the people because of their unbelief. So guess what? God didn't advance the people because of their unbelief, and Jesus could not work no miracles because of their unbelief. The Lord told Moses to send men to the land of Canaan, one man out of every tribe, every ruler, one for every tribe, to check out the land that the people were dwelling in. So God sent people into the promised land to check out the land for his people. But what about you? Are the people that are in your circle tonight, are they willing to go the extra mile for you to examine this promise? Is it is or is it not of God? In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm in on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. I don't know how much time I got left, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. But we bless the Lord anyway for this teaching on tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're right on time. Amen, I got to stop right there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I got to stop right there in the name of Jesus Christ to allow some time for those who are listening. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you written down the scriptures tonight. The thing I want you to learn on tonight, when you go and examine 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you will see that these people played church. They played. Israel was the first church. There was a church in the wilderness. There was a church in the wild. And so the Bible said they rose up and played. God said, yeah, they played. This thing was a joke to them. They played with this thing. So when Paul gives you the breakdown of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he said, don't be like them. Because they thought they was playing with God. And God, listen, God wasn't having it. They had no Christ, no Jesus to save them. So guess what? They dealt with the Holy God of Israel. And guess what? If it wasn't for Jesus, well, we would suffer the same thing these people suffered. Kota bashande lebo shata. Bebe lebo rosha lalabasata. We bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ for tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that it touch somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast going out, Lord God, around the world, Lord God, to people's cell phones on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord God, as we conclude this broadcast, Lord God, I pray that it touch somebody in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. We're going to open up the lines tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I've been teaching all day, people of God. I've been teaching all day. My God. I've been going strong since about 5 o'clock this morning. Amen. So we bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to open up the lines, 347-945-5416. For those who got questions on tonight concerning the Word of God, amen. Those who are on the line, press 1, and you'll be able to step inside and leave your comments, amen, or any concerns you may have. You may push 1 on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. For those who are on the line listening via cell phones, you push 1, and the operator will patch you through in the name of Jesus. Amen. Kula baraba shekele bosata. Lekala lebo roshala la bosata. So if we have any callers, amen, you push 1 right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will find your way coming through. Amen. We will give 2 minutes to see if anybody pushed 1, and if not, we're going to close out.
Amen, Pastor. For the people that are listening online, do you mind repeating that number for them? Amen.
Amen. The number is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. When you call that number, all you got to do is press 1. The operator will patch you through, and you can ask your questions. Anything else concerning the Bible at this time? We got 1 more minute. If we don't get a
we
call,
got,
we're going to close.
We have 786.
Amen.
786.
Good evening.
God bless you.
Hello, Prophet and First Lady. I just want to thank God for you guys. I was truly blessed this morning as well as this evening. You know, sometimes we think, we got it down packed, but we miss the mark all the time. And I just thank God when you preach, I'm constantly just finding, things that I need to improve in within myself. I just thank God
Amen.
For the word that went forth on tonight.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We love the word of God.
We've
been going since 5 o'clock this morning. We love the word
yeah.
of God. Amen. Amen. We some lamb fiends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. We fiend for the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to my wife before the broadcast, and she was just explaining. She was just talking to me about being my wife. You know, she was just talking
Amen.
About how it is to actually live with a prophet. Amen. And things of that nature. Just, amen. She said she asked herself, well, God, is there anything you don't show to him? You know, it's just one of those things, amen. And, you know, I
amen.
Bless the Lord, and I just reassured my wife that, you know what, baby, it's just God. And, you know, it's just God. That's all him. You know, that's just all him. That's just him. Amen. It got to be God. I'd have been in my bed right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I know it ain't nothing but God.
Amen.
Well, we bless God for you. Amen. That you've been blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And God bless you. Continue supporting the ministry. Amen.
Thank you.
We have an announcement. The person that on the chat line saying when we be here every Wednesday night at 9. And we have 808 live.
Hi, I'm Prophet Brown. This is my first time I tune into your show. And I was so impressed with the message. You know, I got here a little late, but even a little late, the message was awesome. I just wanted to thank you for the wonderful message. And I'm God's remnant in your chat room, and I just wanted to know what days you were here.
Amen. Amen. First of all, we bless the Lord. We're here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. We also have a 5 o'clock a.m. prayer line that we do Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Sometimes I'll be on there anywhere from 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, doing a whole lot more teaching than I do on here. We had, so the number is, I'll give you the number, it's 218.
Okay, hold on a minute. I'm 218.
Yes, 218? Yes, ma'am. It's area code 218-632-0752.
0752. Okay, I got it.
And it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from Hawaii, so our timetable is a little different here. It's like almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So when you're on Monday, Wednesday, at that number you just gave me, what time do you start? What time is that?
5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
5 p.m. ETA. Okay, gotcha.
And Eastern Standard Time. You can also go to our website, shofarsofglory.org. Yeah, that's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I could do that too. Well, thank you. It's such a blessing to listen to you, and I haven't been in Blog Talk Radio for a while, but It really does help, you know, when people are looking and searching for the word and searching for, you know, a pastor that's willing to give the word, the Lord's word.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you.
Okay, we have 786. You're live. 786.
Prophet Brown, could you define the word idolatry? I mean, idolater, because idolatry is, I'm sure we all fall short in that category as far as idolatry by putting things before God. So, in that scripture, could you kind of like define that, the meaning of it?
Oh, certainly. No problem. Okay. And idols in the Bible time, amen, idols used to be things that they made with their hands. The golden calf, that was an idol. The sculptures of Baal, that was an idol. Well, the Bible also talks about sacrificing unto idols. They used to have drink offerings unto idols. They would have drink offerings to idols. They would make children pass through the fire. Sacrificing them to idols, little kids, sacrifice to the idols, amen, burning them up. So using it in this application of text, amen, idols, amen, are anything, they're false worship. There's also a system of false worship. is also a system of false worship. Amen. The woman at the well, amen, she told Jesus, our fathers worship in this mountain. And Jesus told the woman, you don't know what you're worshiping. He said, but this, the hour is coming when God, the true worshipers, shall worship God in spirit and in truth. So idolatrous, amen, is a false worship system as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what the children of Israel did, they left God and they went after a different worship system that the nations around them was practicing in. So they began to follow the system of the nations that was around them. That's why God said, don't interact, don't mingle with those other nations that are not serving God. But you know what we do? We say, well, God, they nice people. They mm-hmm. nice, God. I wanna fellowship with them. God said, no. Every church that got the name Jesus on it does not mean that it's the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are in the end times. So most false apostles, false prophets, false pastors, false evangelists, false teachers, they're operating under the label of our Lord.
What is the name of your ministry?
What'd you say, Pastor?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we got, she asked him, what was the other name of the ministry? Shofar.
Yeah, Shofars of Glory. Yeah, you go to shofarsofglory.org.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shofarsofglory.org.
Okay.
Yeah, amen. Shofarsofglory.org. So, yeah, but we were talking about the idolatrous system, amen. Mm-hmm. So it's a false worship system. It's a false worship system. So this is what the church have allowed themselves to come into today. See, the worship system is off. And so now we allow all these different alternative lifestyles, gays, lesbians, whoever, we allow these individuals to release a different frequency that is not of God, or allow them to release a certain type of ekoboshata, to release a certain type of smell, aroma that is not of God.
Hmm.
And it becomes a false, idolatrous system. Lekoboshata.
That's just like us saying today, when we put things before God as an idol, that falls in that same category, because like even the second commandment, that's right.
Amen. We can't put idols before God. And just like I was telling the people of God this morning, amen, if you don't pay your tithes and your offering, amen, then you're making money your idol. You're making money your idol. Because you say, God, I love my money too much to give it to you. I love it too much, God, to give it to you. Yeah, I know what you said in your word, God. But I love my money. I'm sorry. You know? And so we have to be more careful in this hour to make sure that we line up all the way around the board. All the way around the board. All the way. We got to make sure that we're lining up, amen, and that we're doing the things that we're required to do. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, idols can also be not only not giving God what his, but idols can also be, it could be your clothes, your shoes, your hat, whatever.
Yes,
go ahead,
yes.
Pastor.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You finish up. Let me get the rest of this. She's writing something here.
Okay. Amen. So your idols could be, watch this, your clothes, your hair, your suits, anything, your idols. Now watch this. The sin is not you wanting those things or even buying those things. The sin is when you put something above God. So if you're working 16-hour days on your job and you can't give God nothing, that's idolatry. Because if you give your job so much and you give God so little, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I found out even worshiping birthdays and worshiping pagan holidays and all kind of things were idols.
There you go. Yeah, pagan holidays, definitely. Pagan holidays, Halloween, Easter, you know, the Easter Bunny, amen, and all of that stuff. See, if you want me to keep it 100% real with you, the calendar Monday through December is a pagan. Watch this. January through December, the name of those months is pagan.
Yeah.
Monday through Sunday is pagan. The names Monday through Sunday is pagan, if you want me to be 100% real. So guess what? Go ahead, I'm listening.
That's what kind of gets me is because we fall into that, you know? We go by the months and the days of the week, and it's against God. It's not biblical. You know, when you research, you know, the different months, Julius Caesar named July after him. It was just, what do we do? You know, when we try to keep in line, what do we do? Because we fall short in those areas.
Amen. Amen. You are so right, and you are so right on time. Amen. The thing is that we can just continue to do what God called us to do in this hour. The thing is that the 365th day is shifting. So watch this. The 365 days a year, and we're going by this Gregorian calendar, it's shifting the whole calendar out of whack. Because if you take 364 days and you divide that by 7, you're going to get a perfect 52 weeks with no shift. But if you divide 365 days by 7, you get a decimal point. You know? And so, you know, the Hebrew calendar shift, there are about 354 lunar calendars, you know. So even the days of the week support false god worship.
Right.
Every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they were named after false gods. And it happened like that to start people to whore after false gods.
Right.
Josiah, he destroyed this type of worship. See, Monday is not just a day of the week. Monday is the day of the moon. It gives honor to moon worship.
fun worship.
So when you think about Monday, it's really Moon Day. Because they use that to worship the moon. And when you talk about Tuesday is about the German god. It's a German god. So it's like two is a god. He said Tuesday is like T-I-W, the god T-I-W. That's where we get Tuesday from. Okay? Even down to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday's name, watch this. You know why so many people in the world have so much sex on Friday? Because it's named after the Venus god. Yeah, Venus. Yeah, Venus. So watch this. Those who are not serving God they enter into that realm of system for Friday. That's why everybody feel like a big shot on Friday when they get paid. In the 80s, they had a song I called Just Got Paid. Friday night, body hunting, feeling right. See? See, we laugh, but we used to listen to that stuff. We laugh, but we used to listen to that stuff. But now that we saved, we're able to do the math. Watch this. What about Saturday? You know what happened with that? Saturn. You know the planet Saturn? That's where they get it from. Saturday. Saturn Day.
Sunday.
Well, Sunday it was known after the Roman god. It was a Roman god. If you study Roman mythology, you'll find out that it's like a sun god.
Sun god.
Sun of dog or something like that. See? And it goes all the way from January, February, March, April, May.
Right.
See, January, January, that's a Roman god. I'm looking at the names of the month. All of that stuff. March, that's for Mars. April Fool's Day, April Fool, watch this. If you realize that April, watch this. April, it comes from the Latin word aprilis. And so April is, watch this. April, it got a demonic holiday in it. Now watch this. Halloween is in October. That's a demonic holiday. But another demonic holiday is April Fool's Day. It's called All Fool's Day. And guess what? That is on the satanic calendar. So it's a lot of things, amen. It's just a lot.
We got 803.
It's a lot.
We got 803-971. You lie.
Amen. 803, you lie. Well, they're not saying nothing, amen. I guess you could put them back on hold. Hello?
Hello?
God bless you. Hello, God bless you.
Hi, I'm just listening.
You hit one.
Huh?
Yeah, hit one.
I thought when it told me to call to press one.
Yes,
no, that was after.
Yeah, she right. If she wanted to talk, she's supposed to press one. Okay.
Sorry.
That's good. You good.
I was just listening to what you were saying. That's all.
Okay, you good. When you press one, I'm gonna make you live. That's all. You are live on the Riddy, your show at this particular time. You are live.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not a bad thing. Wow. You don't want to talk with us? You don't want to talk with us, Pastor Brown? And that's
my God.
Oh, she don't want to talk with us. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll go ahead and mute you. Don't be like that. Don't be like that on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, you live worldwide, amen.
Yes. Everybody got to know you from South Carolina. That's a good thing now.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, that's it. All Nobody right. else press one. So we're gonna be back. Oh, announce the website one more time, please.
Amen. Everybody, if you want to check us out, go to shofarsofglory.org. That's shofarsofglory.org. That's shofarsofglory.org. Go there, amen. Get your copy of the book, amen, that many pastors are using as curriculum in their churches. Ego Language is Revelatory Teaching from the Prophetic Dimension. This book, amen, if you need some Bible teaching, amen, I really strongly suggest you go by the website, pick up the book. It's only $20, amen, $3.75 shipping and handling. If you place your order tonight, we will get it out to you this week. Amen. We got a lot of books left, amen. So, amen, first come, first serve, amen, till the next shipment come in so you can get yours, amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord, amen. Go to shofarsofglory.org. Also, if you want to sow into the ministry, if you want to sow a seed, amen, God say, you know, you laid it on your heart and all of that stuff, you go by the website, sow your seeds, amen. This is a good ground. We are supernatural, apostolic, prophetic ministry, amen. A lot of people, amen, have gotten healed, set free. Amen. We prayed for Brother Barney about a month and a half ago. He got cancer, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, come back in 5 months. Now, this is a man that had been going to the doctor for cancer treatment every single week. And now he go to the doctor after we prayed for him, and the doctor said, wait a minute. I tell you what, come back in 5 months. Doctor never told him that before. We got a testimony yesterday, I think it was Monday morning, we got a testimony that a young lady that I prayed for in December who had stroke and had no oxygen going to the brain and everything, wasn't moving, ICU and everything. Prayed for her, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God, amen. She's walking, talking and everything, and she just got a slight slur in her speech, slight slur, they said.
Hallelujah.
But she's not even supposed to be doing that. She was in ICU. And I'm talking about a lot of people were giving up hope. But, my God, is anything too hard for God? I don't think so. Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Also, amen, we've had people, amen, who have taken the word of the prophet. Amen. I told people a couple weeks ago to go and get your car. My God, you didn't even have to sow a seed to get that word. And we got people, amen, we have posted pictures of people who have gotten cars, everything from pickup trucks to 2015 or automobiles. It's about 2015 with barely any down payment. How you walk into a dealership with $400 and walk off with a 2015? That's unheard of. You walk in a dealership with $400 and you leave with a 2015? And your credit ain't even on a 700 level? Oh, come on now. Come on now. That's the man. The God that we serve is a mighty God. Amen. So God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go to shofarsofglory.org. Get your copy of Ego Language. Amen. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for you. Come to the Cornerstone. We're doing a conference in Orangeburg, South Carolina, April the 8th through the 10th. That's 3 days. 3 days. April the 8th, 9th, 10th. We're doing it at the Econo Lodge Conference Room on John C. Calhoun. Amen. In Orangeburg, South Carolina. 3 days, we're going to have the leadership conference there. And amen, come out and get blessed, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And yours truly will be getting installed as pastor on that Saturday night at 7 o'clock, amen. Yeah, so, amen, we bless the Lord for that. Also, amen, we bless the Lord for Pastor Hill, Nathan on the spot, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock p.m., so tell your friends, tell your mother, They're your cousins and them. The Word of God is going forth every Wednesday. And for those of you who have bought your book, we're going to be doing classes tomorrow night, Thursday, and Saturday. So, amen. Make sure you contact the ministry and get the number. Contact the ministry. If you text the number on the website, Elect Lady will send you the number to the Eagle language, amen, Golden Eagle class. She will confirm it, amen. Many of you have texted me, amen, and I will try my best to pass that information along in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're not on the text feature, please get a part of our text feature, the prophetic chamber. That way we can just, you know, send you all the information you need in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. We love you. On behalf
we got a
of
request.
Pastor Nathan.
You got a request. You got a request.
All right, Pastor Nate, what you got?
She want a word from God. That's God remember.
That's Hawaii, huh?
So send something across that water, kind of hot.
Send something up on the water, kind of hot.
Kind of hot.
She want a hot word from God. Tell her this ain't the psychic line now. Let go, boss. I mean, we ain't psychics. My God. My God.
Yeah.
She said she want a word from God.
Yes, yeah, she want a word from him, so give her.
Well, I tell you what, tell her she could at least buy the book. My God.
Read the Bible.
You just going to pimp the prophet, huh? My God.
she said, oh, no, I'm sorry. It came out the wrong way. Okay, she said it came out the wrong way.
It came out the wrong way. Tell her, amen, catch us on the 5 a.m. prayer line, amen. You get all the prophetic words you get all the prophetic words you want, amen. My God,
okay.
Amen. My God, I mean, if I prayed for you and it just came out, yeah, you know. But come on, bake me a cake first. Bake me a cake first. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But definitely, call the 5 a.m. prayer line. I don't have no problem releasing the Word of God on your life. Amen. 5 a.m. prayer line, I'm able to get buck wild and cut loose and all that stuff. Amen. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you call the 5 a.m. prayer line. That's the Wailing Travail. We'll pray at 5 o'clock. We'll pray, and we'll get down to the nitty gritty. Amen. Hey, you say you want a word. Amen. Sometimes God will get in your business, amen. Sometimes the main people who want a word, you get more than a word. You get a whole word.
Amen.
Give that number out one more time in the time. Give that number. 218.
All right. 218-632-0752. That's 218-632-0752. And the passcode is 777.
Oh yeah, that's what you left out. Yeah, I know it was something that wasn't 77. That's 47 pounds.
Yeah, four sevens in a pound.
Okay.
And with 5 a.m. in the morning.
Well, she said she love it. She love it. She love every bit of it.
Lord have mercy. That didn't came out right either.
She's loving it.
Lord,
loving it. She's loving it. She's loving this ministry. She's loving this ministry.
We love you too, and
yeah, amen. We love her.
Amen. We love you too. Hawaii, we love you. I tell you what, you set up a conference, amen. We'll come out there.
Ah,
hallelujah. Glory,
you got to fly over the water. Oh, no. Oh, you gonna fly over the water? Oh my God.
Who said anything about flying, Booger? Who said anything about flying?
That's the only thing you gonna get though. Oh.
I'm a prophesied seagull and get on a seagull and fly over there. Amen.
I don't think
Amen. I'm a prophet. I'll call up a whale from the sea. I'll use that same whale that Jonah got in, amen, except I ain't going to see.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a long way on the boat.
Man, I'm about to prophesy to the chariots of Israel to come and get me.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Shate Bahato.
We can take the boat over. We can take the boat to Hawaii.
Yeah. I'm going to borrow your boat. I'm going to borrow your yacht, amen.
I'm going to have a yacht.
I'm going to borrow your yacht, amen.
Yes.
You're going to let me hold your yacht, and I'm going to go over there. How about that?
Well, she says it's going to happen, so she going to confirm it. We're going to Hawaii.
Oh, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah, glory.
Elect lady like that, amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what,
you call the ministry, you set up the details, we'll bring the word of God, amen, over there, and we'll go and bust Hawaii wide open upside the head, amen, with the power of God, amen.
All right.
Amen. Make sure you make sure you got an extra ticket, amen, for Pastor Hill and the leg lady. Me and the leg lady are one now. You can't say, well, we only can do profit. No. We are hot dog and bun.
Oh, she gave us a word. Okay. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, amen. We love you, Hawaii. Amen.
See you next week, Hawaii.
Yeah, we see you next week, Hawaii. My God. We're going to have the whole island on here.
Oh, man, God is awesome. He done opened up a door. Yes, this is wonderful. This is what it's all about.
Sir. Yes,
that's
sir, change your lives. Change your lives one day at a time.
Okay. Yeah, we love you. Okay.
Hey,
all right, we got to get out of here.
Message, amen. Yeah, we got to go, Hawaii.
We got to go. We'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Amen. Is God satisfied with me? I sure hope so. He was tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We cut a joke, amen, but we strictly kingdom business, amen. We're strictly about the word of God. Don't ever get that twisted, amen. Amen. Don't ever get that twisted, amen. We strictly the word of God up in here now. We'll smile with you, amen, but amen. We want your soul to be saved. Amen. So God bless you. We'll see you next week, 9 p.m. for the hard-hitting Wednesday night Bible study. God bless you. I'm Pastor Hill, Prophet Brown. God bless you. Shalom.
Jesus draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I when the midnight your love.